Finalist number one, Maria Norden, Van Norden, excuse me, Department of Psychology in the Faculty of Social Sciences. And her talk is called It's Easy to Grasp.
Put your hands where I can see them. How aware of your hands are you right now? Throughout our day, we watch our hands perform hundreds of our voluntary actions. They're the tools we use to skillfully interact with the world. For example, let's say you're an expert left-handed baseball pitcher. Studies have shown because you're skilled with your left hand, you'll be faster at classifying an image of a left hand compared to those who are less skilled. Although many of us cannot relate to this specific example, there's one area we're all experts in, and that's grasping objects. Just think about today alone. How many objects have you already grabbed? Your tea kettle, mug, frying pan, and numerous other objects, I'm sure. Although this isn't an expertise you're going to go home and add to your resume, it is vital. Hands provide a link between visual perception and the motor system, seeing and acting. Therefore, when you see an image of a hand, you cannot help but perceive that hand in terms of the action it implies. For instance, the hand seen in image one, you can confidently tell me is the outcome of grasping an object. What my thesis is asking is how images of hands can impact your perception of images of graspable objects. And what I have shown, there's a clear impact. In my experiments, undergraduate students were to determine as quickly as possible whether an image of a hand was left or right-handed. Importantly, students were faster at responding to a hand that demonstrated the grasp that would be used with the object in the background. So they're faster at responding when the hand and the handle matched, seen in image two, compared to when it didn't match, seen in image three, even though the only element they were responding to was the hand. Critically, this whole effect fell apart when students saw and responded to the direction of an arrow in place of the hand. This confirmed my hypothesis. Attention to your hands does change how you perceive objects. And this understanding can take us a step closer into grasping how our brain processes the world around us. Appreciating this link between the visual and motor system in planning and executing actions can allow us to understand more about neurological disorders, such as apraxia. This disorder impairs patients' abilities to plan and perform actions on highly familiar objects. My work gives way into determining what these deficits mean and how they can be overcome. So, whether you're an expert pitcher or simply just really skilled at using objects, your brain is doing its job to allow you to interact with the world effectively. And that's easy to grasp, hands down. Thank you.